Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday, horny. Horny, it is a screwed up Saturday, can I tell ya? But I'll get to that in a moment. In the meantime, you know, Prince Fella, could you bring me my screwdriver? Because I really need it really bad. I'm going to have a screwdriver, and I'm going to chase it with some gumbo rum, honey. Listen, y'all good people. I'm broadcasting live in the Windy City. It's partly sunny on today, 73 degrees. It is July 16th, 2022, 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum.com. That's GUBBARUM.com, Gumbarum.com. From what Steve Gum tells me, he's the CEO and the founder of Gumbarum, let me tell ya. He tells me we got two different flavors. You know, I thought it was more flavors in the rainbow than two. You know what I'm saying? So listen, we got natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. We also have natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Like I say, you know, Skittles got a whole bunch of colors and flavors. So why can't Gumba Rum have a whole lot of colors and flavor? You know what I'm saying? So anyway, let me tell y'all something. Thank you, Carol. Thank you for popping in. I appreciate it. Anyway, y'all, listen here. I got a special musical showcase and salute by independent artists D-Void and Cordella. We're going to get on down with the music. Got some hot stuff. Got some hot stuff, y'all. Listen, I got something to tell y'all. Listen, while y'all on Facebook, you know we on Facebook all day long. You know, I've seen the darndest thing on Facebook. You know, I should never be surprised about what I see in here on the Internet because I'm here to tell you. The Internet is a full trash can, honey. It's really disposable. It really needs to be disposable. Just, you know, flush it on down. Let's start all over again. But anyway, you know, while you're on Facebook, use the keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Jesus Christ, I don't even know where to start today. I always got something to say about everything. But listen, I was on Facebook earlier today. Now listen, I'm in a group, a comedy group. You know, we like to laugh and comedy. I'm just a scrolling. I can see why the group is on private. Let me tell you that first of all. I'm just a scrolling and a laughing at the posts in the group and everything. Do y'all know what I came across in the group? A big old fat hot dog wiener, and I don't mean a hot dog that you get out your refrigerator. I mean a real live penis, naked and everything. I said, well, what kind of joke is that? You know what I'm saying? I said, Lord, today, it wasn't no joke, wasn't no punchline. The big thing was just all over my screen. I said, what in the world? You know what I'm saying? I need to find another comedy joke because I said, this is just too much here. You know, I think the world went mad on steroids. I think the world is just exploded on sex steroids and everything. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is getting in trouble over what's in their pants and everything. You know what I'm saying? Now, listen, let me tell y'all something. I was on, thank you, Carol. She likes to interject and give her a little 2 cents. Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to get to the music in just a moment. I was on YouTube. I'm be on YouTube here lately for some reason, just scrolling, looking around. And I came across Miss Tasha K. Tasha K Live. She has a lot of celebrity news, entertainment. And, boy, she was dishing a whole lot of dirt on Pastor John Gray. Now, listen, I guess I've been sleeping up on the rock and everything, but I know he's been sick and he's really, really sick and was in the hospital. I'm not sure if he's been released yet or not, but I know he had an embolism, and he was in a really serious condition and everything, so I don't know what the status is now. But, Boy, let me tell you. I didn't know he was a, I don't know how many times, adulterer. I didn't know that part. I said, now, I'm listening to the news on his health condition. They're asking everybody to pray, and she's dishing all the news on him and his adulterer. I'm like, what? You know what? I'm like, I'm pretty sure all y'all done heard about it already. I'm a little new to this here right now. So listen, I like Pastor John Gray, but I didn't know he was getting his freak on all over the world. You know what I'm saying? Now listen, let me tell you something. I was listening to Tasha K live, and I said, is she really for real? You know, she's going and she was detailing everything. She had an interview with, wait, let me back it up. She had an interview. Oh, let me go back here. What was his name? Reed. She had an interview with Reed, and she was like, I'm like, did she get all, oh, Nick Cannon, what's going on with Nick Cannon? Hold on, y'all. Let's see. Nick Cannon, Carbon Nation. I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, listen. She was describing Pastor John Gray's private part. She was talking about how it was microscopic. You know what I mean? I'm like, who in their right mind? Now, listen, if you're a high pro, this is so stupid. This is so stupid to me. Anybody that's this stupid needs to be caught and busted. You know what I'm saying? Listen, if you recorded yourself nude, masturbating, you need to be caught. If you're on your cell phone and you doing the dude with the masseuse or whoever the lady was that gave him the massage, and he was going to cash up her the money because he wanted her to come where he is, you know, to get the do on. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, now, you're going to record yourself on your cell phone, and it leaked out some kind of crazy way. I'm like, what kind of nut does that? You know what I mean? And she was just detailing how it looked and how ashy it was. I'm like, what? You know, you can't get them kind of details, you know, unless you really seen the full-blown everything. So listen, she details it. Now, if you go to TashaKLive.com, that's a website. Now, it's $12 to join. You'll get to get the full dirt on everything. I'm like, well, who does that? You know, a high-profile person, celebrity. You, to me, you know, you take extra precaution. Listen, I won't even let my big toe out, you know, over the internet. I won't even let my big toe out. And when I'm talking to people, if somebody asks me for a picture, you better believe it's going to be covered up. You know what I mean? And they'll ask, well, you got anything else? Hell no, I ain't got nothing else. Because you know what? I live with the idea in mind that what if it leak out? Would I want the whole world to see all of this? Hell to the hell, to the hell, to the double hell, no. So listen, if you a pastor, how you going to record yourself on your phone, you know, in the full raw? You know, that's just going to make no sense to me. So I'm like this. I am like this, y'all, and I'm going to get on to the music. Listen. To me, it's like this because people just flipped out, lost their mind. Pastors and everything else. Now, listen, I don't like putting my mouth on the man of God and all that kind of way. I guess I already did that, right? I'm like, we all need to start pastoring our own self. You know what I mean? It's like, well, what the hell? You know, oh God, let me get to the music because it's just too wild. It just blew my mind. That just blew my mind. I'm like, Lord, today, you know, if you ain't got nothing to work with, what you cheating for? If you ain't even got nothing to work with, I don't see the point of you trying to use a microscopic pencil to use on somebody, and you're going to send them some money to fly and come where you are so you all can have sex. You ain't got nothing to have sex with. You can't even find it. Tasha said he was using two fingers to try to hold this. I don't know what that. You know, I don't know what's going on. I got a word from my sponsor because I'm telling you, Tasha just really lit my fire with all that stuff she was talking about. I'm like, Lord. Okay, here we go.
Expo Digital is an e-learning online marketplace. You pay a one lifetime fee of $97, and we keep adding content, courses, and e-books. As of today, we have 500 e-books and 200 courses. Expo Digital is an e-learning online marketplace. You pay a one lifetime fee of $97, and we keep adding content, courses, and e-books. As of today, we have 500 e-books and 200 courses. Expo Digital is an e-learning online marketplace. You pay a one lifetime fee of $97, and we keep adding content, courses, and e-books. As of today, we have 500 e-books and 200 courses.
All right. That is ExpoDigitalsWithAS.com. Y'all check it out. Check it out online. It is the bomb. It is an online mega store for digital products. You know, we all need content, good content, and so you can find great content on their website. 500 products, and then there's about 200 courses, video courses. So listen, that is a place to go, and it does come, most of the products does come with resale rights. So yes, honey, that is ExpoDigitalsWithAS.com. So now let me tell you this. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to move on to the music. Tasha K Live, her website is, once again, TashaKLive.com. In order to get all the juice, you got to join, okay, and you got to pay $12, and then you get all the juice. She does a lot of interviews, which I'm just really finding out who she is, so I'm kind of new to what she's got going on. You know, I'm pretty sure y'all already know all about Tasha K. But anyway, she does high-profile celebrity interviews. She just dishes all the juice on everybody. And I know y'all heard about R. Kelly supposed to be engaged to the sandwich one. Jocelyn Sandwich, I heard about that the other day, a couple of days ago. But anyway, who wants to be engaged to R. Kelly? And she's talking about he's the only man. But, oh, get out of here. Get out of here, please. So anyway, I'm telling you, there's just so much going on. I don't know where to start with this stuff. All right, now, here we go. Got some great music. Listen, this one is from D-Void. They got some good stuff going on. And Cadella. Listen, I checked out the music on yesterday. I said, woo, going to have a banging good time. Oh, no pun intended. Okay. Listen, this is Cadella, that's C-O-D-E-L-L-A, Cadella. This is some great stuff. You're going to enjoy it. It is called Go Back.
Baby, can we go back? Baby, can we go back? These nights, yeah, my life, yeah, around these clouds, I need those nights back. I hope you know that. I don't wanna know, I don't wanna hide. I don't wanna know, she's searching for a life. I don't wanna know, I don't wanna shine. I don't wanna know, she's searching for my life.
Baby, can we go back?
The pain, you know I wanna stay. I don't wanna know, I don't wanna hide. I don't wanna know, she's searching for a life. I don't wanna know, I don't wanna shine. I don't wanna know, she's searching for my
baby,
vibe.
All right, that is go back. Y'all done ever met somebody, and you know, most people have, he's singing a song about go back, and I was thinking about sometime you have a relationship, you know, and it'd be pretty good, but for whatever reason, you break up, and then either he or you want to get back together. It happens when you break up, and then you get back together. But listen, let me tell y'all something, and you know, even before I say that, I got a life lesson, then I got another song by Cadella, it's Lost My Mind. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Now, listen, with relationships, and this happens, you know, you break up and you get back together, especially when you're young, even adult, and later on in life it happens too, you know. But listen here, let me tell you something. With that seesaw effect, and you know, you're on the teeter-totter, and you're getting back, you're up and down, all this kind of business. Listen, whatever the problem is or was, and it's so simple, y'all already know the answer, whatever the problem is or was, if you don't fix it in the beginning, you might as well break it off and never go back. Because whatever the problem was, you got to fix that mess. You know, nothing is going to correct itself by itself or on its own. We all know that. That's simple. It's like ABC and 1, 2, 3, like Michael Jackson. ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. You know, listen, you got to fix whatever's wrong. If it's communication, if communication is broke down, and listen, let me tell you something. If you're in a relationship, oh, Lord, here comes a life lesson. Now, listen, I always segue into life lessons and coaching because I am a certified life coach, was certified and trained by Monique Carradine, who was a journalist here in the city of Chicago for Fox Channel 32 News. Now, let me tell you this. Let me tell you. When you're in a relationship and you don't fix whatever is wrong, you know, that you can figure that out yourself. You're going to keep on creating the wrong problem. But listen, when it comes to communication, if you're in a relationship with someone, if you're dating them, if you've been in a relationship with them for a couple of years, if you're engaged and you got communication problem, that's a real big issue. Now, there's some things where it's a big issue. There's no need to be going back trying to fix it. Because if you got a person in a relationship and you can't communicate with that problem, baby, that's hard to fix, and you sure enough got to get to some therapy. A lot of times you got to get to therapy and talk this stuff out and find a reason why you guys can't get it together. But when it comes to stuff like communication, you're going to always be at odds. You're always going to bump heads because one person ain't going to be talking. The other person is going to be doing all the talking. And see, that's a huge thing. That's a huge thing. And it's not always the man. Sometimes, unfortunately, sometimes ladies do shut down too. You know, ladies are just common communicators. That's what we are. We communicate, talk. But listen, if you're in a relationship and one person will never open up and talk, the person that's communicating is going to go crazy. So they're going to eventually walk off and leave because they can't take that kind of S-H-I-T. You know what I mean? So they eventually leave unless you can deal with somebody that's a silent person. And that's hard to deal with. You can't hardly deal with somebody that won't open up and talk because you don't never know what's wrong. And you can't fix something that's wrong and tell you what's wrong. That's a whole other can of worms. So anyway, let's get on with it. But if you got little stuff in your relationship, you know, just little bitty things, you know, that you can fix. You can deal with that kind of stuff. Just little things. Now, listen. This is Lost My Mind, and this is by Codella. Y'all, check it out.
I don't want you to go. Don't you believe that? Never gotta see that. Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed that. Listen, the beat was great. Lyrics is great. Really nice vocals, very strong vocals. I really enjoyed that. Was Lost on My. Also, I got some great, great stuff to tell you. Got some more music coming up from this artist that was Codella, C-O-D-E-L-L-A. I do have some music as well by D-Boy. This one is called Little White Lies. Check this out. It is, once again, the name of the song is Little White Lies.
I don't believe it. Don't need this. Little white lies. Fire burns. Yeah, your mind is mine. My bad in time, but you burn inside. It's egregious. I don't believe it. Don't need this. Little white lies. My fire burns. Yeah, your mind is mine. My bad in time, but you burn inside.
I can't see what you need, what you need. I'm burning for you.
Tomorrow, but today, I guess I'm just not a brain of tomorrow. there's nothing left to say.
No Tomorrow. Once again, the name of the artist is Devoid. Devoid is a Brooklyn-born and bred vocalist and songwriter, denoting pop backwards into the future, a clever mix of grunge, noise, trap, and indie and pop music. So listen, that is very, very, very cool. Listen, let me tell you something. I got some music that's coming up. You know, I got to say something here real quick. I am pretty much running out of time, but I got to say this to my artists, you know, to independent artists and entertainment, you know, whatever your craft is in the business, try to stay humble. I just had a message, you know, and this show is done live in real time. It's not pre-recorded, anything like that. It's live. It's a live show. I just had a message come across to me from an individual entertainer, and he didn't like being on the same ticket with other artists. You know, I almost passed out during this show because I'm reading these comments while I'm doing the show right now. I almost passed out sitting here at the mic. I almost passed out. Who do you know? Who do you know? Do you know any entertainers or artists that goes to a concert and say, well, I don't want to share a stage with this person because I don't think they got the same amount of experience as I do. Y'all never heard anything like that. You know, who in the gym being crackhead are you? You know what I mean? And then when I go and look up, of course, I've looked up their details and their history, and I vetted them out and looked at them, and they're saying that, well, I'm a headlining act, which they are clearly not. You know, if you got 10,000 streams, how in the Sam Hill world is that a headlining act? I don't think so, baby. You know, headlining means that you're beyond sight. You know what I'm thinking. So listen, you know, people shouldn't be walking around getting the big head, you know, like they, you know, they like they're all God on stage. You know, I just don't understand that. Just because somebody got less experience than you, you don't want to be on the same show with them. You give me a break. I wish somebody would give me an AK-47. You know what I'm saying? You know, not in this day and time. Listen, now listen, this for entertainment purposes. Don't y'all get crazy. Do not send the FBI to my studio. Okay, listen. But on the real, now, them comments was real. Somebody really did. Somebody sent me a comment just now. And I, like I said, this is a live show. It's not pre-recorded. Everything is live. So when I'm reading stuff, I'm reacting to what I'm reading from the different entertainers and artists. But I think that's a whole lot of gall that somebody would say, I don't like being on the show with that person. You don't even know the person. How are you going to say you don't want to be on the show with somebody? You don't even know who they are. You know what I mean? And listen, airtime, you got to pay for airtime. How are you going to tell a person that's hosting, directing, and producing the show, and you telling me who to put on the show with you? You know, this stuff ain't free. How in the world can somebody say something like that? You know, that's just crazy. That's just really crazy. That is crazy. And, you know, and then says, well, I'm not trying to be cocky. Well, let me tell you, sir, excuse me, you're being very cocky. You're being very cocky. Time is not free. Airtime is not free. It is not free. Do you hear me? So listen. Oh, I just had to get that off my chest, honey, because people is just too much. You know what I'm saying? So listen, artists, don't get the big head. Don't become to the point where nobody can help you. Now, you know, I get masses of people running for help to get their stuff out there, to get hurt and yada, yada, yada. And then you come back and be cocky. You know, that's so ungrateful. That is just so ungrateful. You're pretty much getting stuff almost free. You know what I'm saying? So really, Artists, don't be cocky and don't be so to the point where you're not humble. You know, being humble is a beautiful thing. Being humble is a beautiful thing. So listen. When you are humble, people will really go to bat for you. When you're humble, you know, and you come to a person humble. Now, if they had presented their case a different way, I might have would have acted differently. And so they pointed out different things that they didn't like about the other people that's on the same ticket with them. I think that's just so immature and so trashy and classless. It shows how classless they are. You know what I mean? So it's just so ridiculous. I mean, you know, really. So ours is, you know, be humble. Because when you go knock on somebody's door, you don't want them to open the door and you're standing there being, you know, all cocky and you got a big head. Nobody wants to deal with that. So listen, I am pretty much out of time. I really am out of time. Listen, woo-wee! There's something else up in here today. Listen, I got to get on up out of here. I am out of time, my good people. It's been a phone call blast. The music was great. Once again, I want y'all to remember, music was by D-Void, D-V-O-I-I-D. Which is Brooklyn-based, born and bred, the vocalist and the songwriter. He does music of a mixed genre, grunge, noise, trap, indie, and pop. And then also Cadella has some great music. It's going to be a musical showcase and musical salute for these artists today and tomorrow and Monday. Going to be getting down with that. You know, have some gratitude, people up in this world. Have some gratitude. Be grateful. Be grateful. As high as stuff is these days, y'all understand, stuff is just sky high. Things are not cheap. And then start saying you don't want to be stand next to somebody. That's really terrible that you don't want to stand next to a person and you're both in the same industry trying to do the same thing. Come on. We got to have some grace amongst one another. Give the next person a little grace. You know, be humble. I'm telling you what's true. So I got to get on up out of here, my great people. And especially words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and
you motivated, you motivated, you winning, you know they.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.